Welcome to the audio selections from the December 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the fourth issue of Volume 89. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We are providing these recorded articles to PDK members and Kappan subscribers. Download them in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. We begin this month's audio Kappan with The Return of Civic Education, in which Donovan Walling, formerly PDK's Director of Publications and now a senior consultant for the Center for Civic Education, chronicles the changing fortunes of civic education. The long decline that began in the 1960s has now given way to widespread efforts to move civic education back to the heart of schooling. The print version of the article includes the contact information for 16 organizations that play a role in promoting civic education. Next, we present Learning as a Subversive Activity by J. Amos Hatch, a professor of urban multicultural education at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Don't be surprised if the title of his article rings a bell. Professor Hatch explains why it does and why the conditions of schooling today have caused him to adopt the classroom motto, "We're going to learn in spite of the system." And last, regular readers of the bi-monthly Thoughts on Teaching column know that Bobby Ann Starnes is no fan of No Child Left Behind. So imagine her surprise when she finds a school in Tennessee that is individualized, hands-on, and driven by formative assessment and still makes adequate yearly progress. The print version of the December 2007 Kappan leads off with, "High schools have got it bad for higher ed, and that ain't good," in which Rona Walensky, herself a high school principal, wonders whether our entire education system isn't geared toward preparing the few who will pursue academic careers. For most students, that can't be a good thing. In a companion piece, Kevin Carey, in Built to Teach, an article reprinted from the Washington Monthly, focuses on Cascadia Community College, one of the best institutions of higher education in America, with or without ivy-covered walls. The December Kappan also features a conversation on the reauthorization of NCLB, in which Joel Packer, the NEA's Director of Education Policy and Practice, exchanges views with Susan Ohanian and Philip Kovacs, who represent a grassroots organization called the Educator Roundtable. These and all the articles in each issue of the Kappan can be downloaded free of charge by PDK members and Kappan subscribers who register and log in at www.pdkintl.org.